Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me, please, to the New Testament, 3 John this evening, 3rd Epistle, near the back of the book. And let's continue on our series we're calling Prosperity Proven. We believe that it's God's will for us to prosper. Amen. Yes, spiritually, but also materially and physically. We believe prosperous is the will of God. We believe rich is the will of God. Now, a lot of folk cringe at that word, but it's a Bible word. I said it's a Bible word. The Bible talks about how that Jesus, you know, though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. Rich. Did he do it? Then we are. The Bible talks about, you know, that we're to trust not in riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. We're convinced that God's will is blessing and prosperity and increase. But we're not satisfied to just say, well, that's my opinion and that's what I think and that's what we believe. No, what does the Bible teach? And so we've been going week after week after week after week, seeing that it is proven. Prosperity is proven in the mouth of many witnesses throughout the Word. And we looked, you know, at the definition of prosperity, and we looked at the names of God, El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh. We couldn't find any poverty in those names. We went back and studied the patriarchs. We said, you know, what kind of God did Abraham know? Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, they're in heaven right now. If they could transport down here to Branson tonight, we could give Father Abraham a microphone and say, Father Abraham, some Christians don't believe it's God's will necessarily for everybody to prosper and have plenty materially and physically. What do you think? What kind of God did you know as you walked the earth? Well, we went back and studied it. I mean, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. I mean, the list goes on. They knew a God who made them rich. Not just that they got by okay. I mean, rich in every sense of the word. And we studied the covenant of blessing. Everybody say blessing.
Blessing.
Covenant of blessing. I mean, the Bible teaches that poverty is a curse that we've been redeemed from. And that the blessing of Abraham has come on us. Hallelujah. The blessing he had is ours. Praise be unto God. So we've been camping on this for some time. And of course, we're just getting stronger and stronger. And we're so blessed. And we're getting more blessed. And how many believe you ain't seen nothing yet? I mean, it's the blessing is on us. And working in our lives. You hear testimonies every service when we come together about it. Well, would you go with me, please, this evening, back over to 2 Chronicles. I'll review just a little bit more, and then we're going to pray. I'm going to ask you right now to believe with me tonight. I'm loaded for bear. Big bear. And I got much more than I could preach here tonight or teach. But that's better than not having enough, don't you think? I mean, that's better than going 5 minutes and go, that's all, folks. And you know we tend not to run out early. I would say you get your money's worth, but it's all free to start with. So, 2 Chronicles And we'll look at the 9th chapter. Last week and the week prior to that, we studied the glory of God's house. Are you still stirred up about that?
Yes.
I trust that you are. We just scratched the surface and kind of got introduced on that. And I'm believing the Lord will let me do some more on that at some point because it is so vital, so important. We went back and saw that, you know, we learn a lot about God. You learn a lot about anybody by how they live and where they live. And if God believes in poverty, you'd think he'd practice it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But God lives large.
Amen.
Doesn't he? He lives big. I mean, yeah. Heaven is nice.
Amen.
Right? Yeah. And on the earth, when the Lord told his covenant people, make him a tabernacle, which is a tent, just something temporary, you know, to house the ark until they got in the promised land. And I mean, he gave them the plan and it was gold from top to bottom and it was jewels. I mean, a tent was like 100 million plus. Everybody say nice tent.
Nice tent.
Nice tent. That's a tent. It's not even that big. And then the temple, I mean, the temple was amazing. Glory to God. Billions and billions. If you go back and figure it up, I mean, it, not even counting the labor, it took hundreds of thousands of people like 7 years to build it. How'd you like to pay their salaries? But the gold and the silver and the precious jewels in the neighborhood of... at least, it depends on how you figure it, but at least 20 plus billion. Some figures go as high as 50 and beyond. Now, we're not talking million, billion.
Amen.
Billion. Everybody say nice.
Nice.
Nice. And that wasn't man's idea. That was God's idea.
Amen.
And then we see that David the king and Solomon the king are types of the King of Kings. And of course, who is he king of? Who are the kings he's king of? We went over and studied in Revelation in different places that God, Jesus, has made us unto our God kings and priests. When you think kings, you don't think broke. Right? You don't think living in a cardboard box and wore out shoes, right? I mean, that doesn't bespeak kingly to you. And we see David, who loved the Lord with all of his heart, a man after God's own heart. The Lord didn't allow him to construct and build the temple, but he made provision all his life, and he laid up all those billions in gold that then were turned over to his son, and Solomon's wealth surpassed them all.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And that brings you here to the 9th chapter of 2 Chronicles. And we're going to pray, release our faith. How many understand that what kind of service we have for the remainder is not just up to me? Do you understand that? Utterance is greatly affected by the hearers. I got my part. You got your part. Thank God the Holy Ghost is faithful to do his part. Let's come together, agree, believe in faith. Father, we do come before you this evening so thankful for your goodness and faithfulness to us. Thank you for the holy written word. How wonderful it is. It's life to us. It enlightens us, enlightens our darkness, and is medicine to all of our flesh. Thank you for the mighty Holy Spirit, our teacher, our guide, whom you've sent to indwell us and help us. We look to him and yield to him. Give all of us eyes that see and ears that hear and a heart open and receptive. Let there come grace deposits, revelation of truth that makes free. And we purpose, Lord, to give you the glory and be doers. Thank you for giving us answers tonight, direction, help in Jesus' name to your glory. Amen.
Amen.
Said out loud, Lord, allow me to see.
Lord, allow me to see.
As you see. To think. As you think,
as you think.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. In 2 Chronicles 9, we read about this last week. When it said to Queen of Sheba, that's not just a phrase, there actually was a Queen of Sheba, came, and you know, people cast that phrase around, but the Queen of Sheba was a very wise woman. She made the long trek to hear the wisdom of God, and she brought huge amounts of money with her, and she did get an audience with Solomon, And the Bible said that when she saw, skip down to verse 3, when she saw the wisdom of Solomon, when she saw the house he had built, she saw the food on his table, she saw how his servants and his ministers attended, and she saw the clothes of his cupbearers, their apparel. How he went up to the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. One translation said she was breathless. Why? Because it was so majestic. It was so glorious. How many believe this is typical of how things in the kingdom of the Lord should be? Yes. Only the best of the best is good enough for the King of Kings and all of his things. And so it goes on to tell about how much gold came in to Solomon's kingdom. All the things that were happening to him. Verse 13. The weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 603.6 talents at the 100-pound chunks of gold. The chunks were coming in. Right? Hundreds of huge chunks every year. How many know a big chunk can make an adequate month into an amazing month? Just one chunk. Somebody said, well, we're having a bad year. The year's not over. Amen. Right? Amen. No, how many know one supernatural month can make a super year?
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
Said out loud, the chunks are coming.
The chunks are coming.
They just came in. How many understand that it didn't say that all these huge chunks of money, and you go on and it says in verse 22, King Solomon passed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. Verse 27, the king made silver in Jerusalem as stones and cedar trees as sycamore trees in the low plains in abundance. He had so much of it. Now there is nothing in here that says a prophet came to Solomon and say, yea, thus saith the Lord, you greedy rascal, you better quit it. It's just too much. No. Why did the Lord record this? Was this his will? Is this his blessing on his people and on his man and on his nation? Has he changed?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Master Key and the Main Problem, you may write to War Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R702. That's R702, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.